Tom, we are standing here in front of this sculpture of the butter cow and calf. What a tradition here at this Ohio State Fair.
You're certainly right. It's people come to the fair. Our exit interviews, this is one of the top five in the exit interviews when they leave. Of course, ODNR, Natural Resources, and fair food, as you well know, and other things. But dairy cow with its tradition, and every year they got something different. Of course, we all thought LeBron was going to get put in here, and he missed the cut.
One of the few times in his career, yes. I'm guessing.
Yes.
Tom, let me ask, are you ready for the 2014 Ohio State Fair?
We've been ready for since last year, the closing day. So, and things start about then. You know, naturally, the pressure is on right now to put the fair on and bring it home and so on and so forth. But we're looking 2 to 5 years out a great deal of the time. And always interested in your comments. You know, I ask you all the time, you know, what do you think? And we do that a great deal.
So what can folks expect when they walk onto the Expo Center here in 2014?
Well, one of the things is a tree planting, Operation Shade. And I was just talking to the head of amusements. And when they walk through that area, this is the second tree planting we put in. One was at the Cardinal Gate coming in, the governor's initiative. We went over to Pennsylvania to look at an amusement area over there that had a lot of trees. And that is for shade and coolness and so on and so forth. But hot weather doesn't bother us. We've got enough air-conditioned buildings. You can slip into them, slip back up and go on. Certainly the flowers. We got 40,000 flowers this year. And that was asked at the commission meeting how many flowers we got. And they got back to me on that, and 40,000. Next year, we're going to have 50.
And a lot of those are grown right here on the fairgrounds.
Yes, we put up our third greenhouse this year, and we grow them right here, right, you know, starting in January. So we grow them on, grow our own. And I can't say enough for the people that are helping us out. We have a lot of volunteers on that, too.
Tom, let me ask, for those folks that are coming to the fair, what do you hope they'll take back home from the experience?
I think it's a family event. Certainly, we've kept the low cost for a staycation here. They can bring their own, they can picnic here if they want to. We got, you know, you can do that. Certainly, education is a big part of it. When you go over to the Lausche building and you have those kids doing science fair type projects, to me, that's really interesting to walk through. And then these kids see, well, maybe I can do that.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What part of this fairgrounds is the favorite of Tom Price?
Oh, my. Well, certainly, I like Kenny Stuyvesant's and the pork. I like those pork loin sandwiches. That's one of my favorites. Natural resources, you know, you got to like that. It's what they do over there. We bring in a lot of livestock. You got the junior fair kids, you know, working hard. You got to talk about sale champions at that point. But if I was to say the one thing, it's the band and the choir, the Ohio State Fair band and choir. They come last year from, I believe, 64 or 68 counties. So we're represented all over the state. And they come in a week ahead and work very hard. And if you haven't heard those gals and guys sing and play their instruments, you got to do it.
Tom, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us.
You're welcome. Have a good one. You're one of the good guys.